My cousin Mary is a real good friend. So she's a bridesmaid for the 10th time. They say that love is blind, and a bride-to-be can prove it, 'cause what they pick for bridesmaids is a heinous fashion crime. She pays $300 for a dress the bride is claiming. If you hem it, you can wear it as a cocktail dress. Well, sure, if you hem it, redesign the sleeves, tear off the bows and rhinestones, tuck in the sash and dye it black. Well then, $500 later, you will end up with a gown that is quite obviously a bridesmaid's dress, altered to be worn as a cocktail dress. Well, she called me when the dress came in and said, I can't believe it, but this one wins the prize for the most piteous. I said, you've got a wide brim melon hat, nothing could be worse than that. But it was hideous. It was yards of silk and aqua, foamy green with lace and ribbons. It was scarlet crawling back up from the dead. And as she shoved her feet into a set of matching 4-inch heels, for lack of any better words, I said, someday jumbo black bows will be the rage, that's what my hunch is. And someday jade silk long gloves will be the power dress for corporate lunches. They brought the bell bottoms back. We said it couldn't be done. It's just a question of when. Don't trash that satin. I'm telling you, girl, you'll use that dress again. The reception was a dinner cruise that sailed into the bay. Despite the lace and ribbons, Mary looked divine. But another psycho bridesmaid who was jealous of her beauty lured her up onto the deck and pushed poor Mary into the brine. Well, she floated on for days because the bustle made her buoyant and the sharks could not bite through the crinoline skirt. And her parasol turned over, caught her 10 fresh quarts of water till she landed on the last uncharted island, weather-beaten but unhurt. She turned the rhinestone sunder, the reflection made a fire, and the natives were impressed with what they saw. For they dined on wild bobcat, Mary caught with bow and arrow. She'd refashioned from the wire of her underwire bra. She said, hey, this jumbo butt bow will make a nifty rescue flag. And hey, this extra bustle I'll sew into a sleeping bag. I'll pay the natives fake pearls, they'll go and carve me a boat, and I'll be homeward again. I'm sure that this skirt will yield 3 full sails. Hey, I'm using this dress again. Well, a Miami plastic surgeon came upon Mary's distress note she'd sent floating out to sea in pillbox hat. And as Mary weighed anchor, he fell instantly in love, and he jumped into his private yacht and set to sail where he thought she'd be at. Well, a squall came from the south. The handsome surgeon's boat took water. He prepared himself to die amidst the wreck. But as his head was going under, he heard grab onto this butt bow, and our true love pulled him from the turgid water safely up onto her deck. They married 2 weeks later, and our Mary wrote a book, made 10 million on her video and tour. And these days when someone calls her at her mansion and says, hey, will you be my bridesmaid? Mary answers, sure. Just dress me in 100 black bows and all the matching pastel gear. Sure, I'd love a hoop skirt. I want to buy another oddly shaped brassiere. It needs more rhinestones. I think a nice tiara might help. What this dress needs is a train. So take a page from Mary. She's doing well, though you might feel